Hello, I'm Diana Mason, Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'd like to tell you what's going to appear in the April 2009 issue of AJN. Let me start with the cover. The cover has a photograph of a bra. Yes, a nursing bra, but it's not what you might think. The bra on the cover and the one you'll see on the Art of Nursing page are from a project from the Quilters of South Carolina aimed at raising awareness of breast cancer, and they are great. Enjoy them. One of our feature articles this month is the first of a two-part series on understanding and managing burn pain. Now, contrary to what I was taught some time ago in nursing school, all burn patients will experience pain, even those with full thickness burns. This first article provides an overview of burn injury and addresses the wound care related causes of burn pain, as well as its assessment and treatment. You'll also want to check out the podcast with author Patricia Ballard about why she wanted to write about this topic. It's on our website, ajnonline.com. We wanted to title the second feature article, Goodbye Bob. It's about leech therapy, and the author talks about her own rituals around respecting the life of these creatures who she names and who can make the difference in whether a wound or graft heals. It's got some evidence-based practice discussion and some good pictures of the creepy critters. One of the most controversial articles in this month's issue is likely to be How a Risk Factor Became a Disease by consumer health advocate Marianne Napoli with the Consumer Medical Society. She writes about osteoporosis, a marketing executive's dream disease, and the distortion of the reports on bone density testing and the effectiveness of Fosamax in preventing and treating osteoporosis. Marianne talks about the controversy in a podcast at ajnonline.com. In this month's Viewpoint, former AJN editorial director Karen Rausch jars us all in her description of one emergency department nurse's assessment of whether Rausch is a victim of domestic violence. Rausch writes, "The ambulance crew pulls my stretcher up to the counter and gives report to the nurse. She glances over at me, huge hematoma on my forehead, fat and lacerated lip, ecchymotic nose, and calls out loudly, 'Any living will or domestic violence issue?' Read her story and think about how we ought to approach potential victims of domestic violence. Our Sexually Speaking column this month focuses on fertility preservation in young cancer patients, something that parents may not think about when their focus is on finding a cure for the cancer. And how would you respond to a patient who asked you whether she should tell her family about her newly diagnosed genetic disease that could affect other family members? This month's Reducing Risk column addresses this question, and you'll learn more by listening to a podcast with one of the authors, Denise Angst, at ajnonline.com. Of course, there's the news, letters, and more in the issue. We hope you'll check it out. And we hope that you'll check out our new blog, AJN Off the Charts. You'll find the link to the blog on ajnonline.com, and we hope you'll go there and comment on what you're seeing posted. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, so keep us in your community. For AJN, I'm Diana Mason.